Hey, Brian Jones is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue to guide you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. We'd love for you to join the conversation. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can always go back and listen to Brian, one of the best in the business, right here at yahoosportsradio.com podcast. So you've obviously had some time to step back, kind of reflect on how the season, how it's played out. You've been summarizing it for us. Who do you blame? I mean, do you take a step back and just kind of go, this is why we're in this particular situation?
As far as Texas, who do I blame? Well, yeah. You got to look at the past regime. They brought those guys in there. They brought that quarterback in there. They're the ones that identified and evaluated the current talent and said, hey, yeah, these are the guys that can come and help Texas get back on top. And they couldn't have been further from the truth. Now, some of those pups they brought in there, they've grown up and they've been developed under this new coaching staff. And you saw them play lights out on the defensive line. You look at Malcolm Brown. This guy's had just a phenomenal season. So there's some guys that are great talent, but you had to shed them of that sense of self-entitlement. That was the biggest thing. You know, you had to get these guys uncomfortable, if you will, and let them know, hey, you got to work for everything you earn here. Mm-hmm. I don't care how many stars you have behind your name when we signed you out of high school. That doesn't mean anything here at this level. You got to earn it again, all over again. And then if you are to ascend to the next level and play in the NFL, it won't matter how many All-American teams you made in college. What are you going to do here at this level? So that's life. You have to continue to keep refining yourself and overcoming obstacles and adversity and hurdles and continue to try to get better. And so it is what it is. Charlie Strong is the guy now. He's going out there recruiting, doing pretty well on the recruiting trail. He'll get his guys in there. And we'll be just fine.
Okay, Brian Jones from the CBS Sports Network is joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios. So, Brian Jones, what is the top offseason priority for the Longhorns? There's been a lot of discussion, obviously, about fixing that offense.
Simple. Find a quarterback. That's the biggest issue. Find a freaking quarterback. You know, the offensive line, those guys are going to be better for getting their heads beaten in this past season. You'll be better for that. If you're not better after that, you shouldn't be on this football team. So they're going to be able to identify who were the players, who stuck in there and continued to fight. And you, paramount, find a QB. That's what you have to do.
Okay, so why did Tyrone Swoops, obviously he received a ton of criticism. Brian, why did he never look comfortable?
I have no idea. The guy came in with a lot of fanfare, but you look at that senior year, and I don't mean to pick on the young man, but I've been there and I've been picked on as well when I was at that age and playing at the University of Texas and playing at UCLA prior to that. So I dealt with it. He can deal with it. You look at that last year in high school and just a horrible record. I don't even believe they won a game, maybe one game, and yet you're telling me this guy's going to be the second coming of Vince Young? No way. Vince Young wouldn't have gone, 1-9 or 1-10, whatever it is they went during his high school. So I have no idea why he never felt comfortable, and you would have little fits and starts with him. It looked great going up against your alma mater at times there in the Cotton Bowl in the middle of the season. Then other times he just looked lost. You'd have to ask him. I don't get it.
Okay, so one of the guys we definitely want to talk to you about is Jordan Hicks. I mean, it seems like he's been at Texas forever, was recruited by Will Muschamp his fifth year. He was a fifth-year senior. What is his legacy at Texas?
Staying hurt, pretty much. He's an excellent football player. It was good to see him on the field the entire season this year, leading tackler. So he's a good football player once he gets on the field, as long as he can stay healthy. But that was, I think, the legacy he leaves is that he couldn't stay healthy. And sometimes it's like that. My pro career was mired with injuries. Someone who stayed relatively healthy all the way up till I got to the NFL. It just happens, and it's unfortunate, and the same with Jordan.
Mm-hmm. It is time to roll up the sleeves for Texas. I mean, what they suffered 5 losses of 20 or more points for the first time in program history, and they certainly, Brian, they are desperate to get back on track, no doubt about it. Hey, give me a quick hit on Arkansas's Brett Bielema as he flashes the horns down symbol. Was that photoshopped? What did you think about that?
I don't know, but, you know, they showed him, you know, they're sitting on the sideline, and apparently that's just something he does with his fingers. So I wouldn't care too much. And I don't
you didn't take offense to that?
If he did it, you know what? If you don't like guys doing it, coaches, players doing it, go beat them. That's how you stop them from doing it. You beat them. So I don't get caught up in all that fanfare and all this bluster and over-the-top rhetoric about, oh, he did that, he's lame. I mean, whatever. Just go beat him, and you don't have to worry about anyone doing the inverted hook-em.
Okay, Brian Jones from CBS Sports joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to move forward and get your thoughts on my Sooners. Talk about embarrassing. Bring it on. I'm open to, bring on the criticism. 40-6 against Clemson. Brett Venables certainly had his day, didn't he?
Brett Venables got his revenge. Exactly right. The way he was pushed out was just completely wrong. And, you know, what's transpiring now is your alma mater is similar to what occurred at Texas over the last 3 or 4 years, where you've got these guys, actually it was going on long before that, but they could cover up for it, but you got them, you know, trying to sexy up these numbers and stats. There's only one stat that matters. That's wins and losses. So I don't care about, 20 games under Bob Stoops where the offense has done this or the defense. Who cares? What was the record? What was the score of the game? That's what we care about. And then when you get your PR program in full motion and in overdrive, I should say, your sports information director and all that trying to mask everything with these numbers, forget about it. Stats don't mean anything. Stats are like that woman wearing that bikini. It'll show you a lot, but it don't show you everything. So they're trying to be too cute by half. It's the same thing that happened in Texas. Just own up to it. We got our butts kicked, and whatever they're selling there, the kids aren't buying right now. I mean, it's just been amazing to see them fall off. While as a Longhorn, you enjoy it. But with a team that had that many returning starters, and we talked about this Big E at the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
a lot of people had them top five team, top four. I think I had them somewhere around 8 or 9. But yet and still, with all those returning pieces, they weren't able to do better than what they did this year. That's got to be a cause for concern.
Hey, what is your evaluation of the offensive coordinator, Josh Heupel?
My silence is deafening. I tell you what, leaves a lot to be desired. It really does. A lot to be desired. Trevor and I didn't look even remotely close to the guy we saw in that Sugar Bowl a year ago, taking on Alabama.
Yes.
So I don't know how you regress the way that offensive team has done. So Maji Perine, of course, came in, played well as a true freshman. But aside from that and Shepard, not a lot there to work with, it doesn't seem like. And as the offensive coordinator, you got to put them in a position to win, and you got to coach them up, and you got to recognize what they do well, what they don't do well, and adjust. But doesn't seem like that's occurring.
Well, it is a long and anxious offseason for the Sooners and for the Texas Longhorns. Brian Jones from CBS Sports has been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Brian, always a pleasure. Happy New Year to you and Gladys, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Blessings.
Hey, you got it. Appreciate it, Big E. Happy New Year's and all that stuff to you as well.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. You stay close.